Hilary Duff's new song Mature is about Leonardo DiCaprio. I listened to the whole thing this morning. It is definitely about him.
100%.
And it is like calling him out for basically just being a perv.
It says his name in it.
Yeah, it does.
And then it says with your Scorpio ways and Leo just happens to be a Scorpio.
Right.
And about older men dating much younger women.
And
she
did they date? I guess they dated.
Well,
or hooked up?
Speculation, but also it's like, no. This is just something that happened to me a long time ago. So she's not.
She's not saying it, but she's saying it. Here's the part where she talks about, where she says his name.
She's me, I'm her in a different font. Just a few years younger, a new haircut. Very Leo of you with your Scorpio touch.
Very Leo of you with your Scorpio touch. No, it's not about him.
No, don't be
talking
silly.
About somebody that gets a pass, though.
Yeah, I
mean,
know.
He's constantly dating younger women, and not many people. They it's almost like a joke. Oh, he's getting a new girl. It's never like, oh, what a sicko.
Yeah.
I do think the tide is turning on that.
A little bit.
I do feel it turning. He's 51 years old.
Yeah.
And his most recent, was she 19?
He had a 19-year-old for a while. Yeah.
19?
So it's definitely turning where people are thinking.
But I think his most current is like 26.
19?
Yeah. But 19.
He's going to have to get her a fake ID to go into the bar.
Yeah.
Or he's going to have to go to an 18 and up club.
And he's 51.
And he's going to get, like, you know, the glow, and she's going to have to get X's on her hand.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, I'm with you. Here's more of the song. She kind of sounds like Sabrina Carpenter vibes.
I get it.
The song is actually,
who's
I
this
like
again?
Hilary Duff.
That's right, yeah.
Looks like all the girls, but younger. Loves when she hears you say, you're so mature, like for your age. Ugh, creepy. Ew. Creepy.
He's not married.
She could be your daughter.
Good.
That's the hotness.
Good.
She had, in the song, we didn't play it, but describes a very specific incident that happened on a rug in like his house. I'm going to talk about parking at a very specific beach area so people wouldn't see that she was at his house. I'm like, okay, you're not even trying to hide it.
Who hasn't been there?
Yeah.
Who hasn't?
Who hasn't parked on a side street and run through the woods? We've all done it.
Who hasn't done that? Be silly.
Katie, what was the biggest one date age gap that you had?
One
like
date?
Maybe just one date, and you're like, oh, maybe you didn't even know. You're just like, oh, he's a nice person. You're like, oh, they're...
Probably 20 years.
Older?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He was 20 years older than me, but we didn't...
Pervert, Katie!
I didn't have any...
But one date?
One or two.
Did you do
one or two? No.
Okay.
You couldn't perform?
No, we did not.
No.
We didn't. And it was just like, very nice guy. Yeah. I just, it wasn't...
What were you so attracted to? A lot of women are attracted to older men, which is great.
What was I attracted? He was very good looking.
Yeah.
Very good looking.
But you think like Sean Connery, who's dead now, is good looking.
Well, I'm not alone.
Only after he died. Yeah. That's what I thought was weird.
Not alone. Lots of women thought Sean Connery was attractive.
He was Bond.
I don't know. He was just attractive is attractive.
What about that other guy, Liam Neeson?
Neeson is attractive.
His
accent.
Voice. Yeah.
How old is he? He's got to be like 65, 70.
He's in his 70s.
So basically, Katie would do it with a 70.
No,
if you were single?
No.
Well, then you already dated the guy that's 20 years old. Did you not think you would eventually do it?
He wasn't 70.
No, but 20 years.
20 years, but I was probably 25, 26.
Okay.
And on the date, I was like, I don't, nothing.
I went on a date.
I don't have anything.
With somebody one time, and she's a realtor and all this stuff, and like has a kid. And so in my mind, I'm like, oh, she's 30. I didn't even ask. They're on the date, and she was like, said something about like 1998, and I was like, I was like, what about 19? Is that when you went to college or whatever? That's when I was born. I'm like, okay.
But what does that make her?
I can't do the math, so you're going to do
it for
me.
She was like 20, at the time, like 26. And I was like.
All right.
I was like, nope.
Mm-mm.
Nope. Yeah.
Really?
I mean.
No,
I hate when people say that.
No, but she has, I mean, that person did too much to live for.
I hate when people say that.
I don't want to do this to you.
Like, no, I need somebody, you know, the person I'm dating now, we have a similar situation. You know, it's
I am a booby trap.
Yeah. I was like, that ain't fair. I, in my mind, thought, my life is not fair for you.
By the way, can you give me a ride? My car is not in function. I hate when people say that, though. Oh, yeah, nothing in common. You know what's so great about it, though, is
what?
Because you already have your life, and then the new person, the younger person, shows you things that you might be interested that you have no idea about, like the next TikTok reel. And
or Blue's Clues.
She's interested because she becomes wiser.
If you're into that, okay. First of all,
she's in it to become
rude.
Wiser.
And second of all, it can work.
Of
it can work.
Can.
Every 7 years, apparently, your
taste change.
No, not your taste.
Yeah, they do.
No,
yeah.
Your
taste
mind,
buds.
You become more intelligent. Every 7 years, it's like you double your intelligence.
Really?
So, yes. Huh. 100%.
Is there a stat on that?
Yes.
Where?
We must have all started really low intelligence.
An institute study?
Yeah, where's the stat on that?
Shut up, Matt.
I asked a question.
I've seen the study like 30 years ago.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's all.
Your intelligence has doubled so much you remember it vividly.
He remembers it.
That's correct.
I'm not saying it cannot work, because it can. And there's it. But if you are in two very different stages of life, somebody who's 20 years older than you, either way, might say, I don't want marriage again, or I don't want marriage at all, or I don't want children again, or
right.
I don't want children at all. And so if you're not on that same page,
right.
What do you?
Well, I think
we're
it
not
really, really depends on how hot she is.
Of because, course you do.
Right, you think
I think
that.
A lot of men are.
Of course you do.
You know that the number one age that men from young to old say, 80 years old, they say 26 for a girl is okay. The hot.
Mm. Yeah, and I'm sure if you ask women, like, what age is male's peak, they would probably be much younger than, you know.
For sure.
It's a lot older than
they
women.
Might not want to date them, but they would find it attractive.
Attractive, sure.
Yeah. It's all downhill at a certain point.
And if you're 80, 90, saying that in a nursing home, they're going to be like, oh, sweet old man.
Yeah.
Sweet, creepy, creepy old man,
but if you're,
thinking about a 26-year-old.
But if you're mid-50s at the club, you're like, yeah. Creepy old man.
Creepy old man.
Hey, girl.
Yeah, what are you doing at the club?
What are
old
you
man?
What yeah. are you studying in school?
Yeah. Have you paid off your financial loans yet?
I'm talking about mutual
ew.
Funds.
Are those secured Stafford loans?
I'm going to request meatloaf next.
It's you stick out.
You do.